我们要跟大家一起来思想罗马书第十二章一到二节。
We'd like to consider Romans 12:1-2.
让我把经文念一遍。所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
我们今天要跟大家一起来思想这段经文，是因为我们刚刚营会刚刚结束。
In light of the end of our camp, we would like to consider this passage.
特别是我们在营会里面特别享受营会的生活，而且我们有很好的教导。在属灵的高峰，我们回到世界的时候，我们应该怎么做？
Especially in the context of having experienced the spiritual lessons during the camp, we would like to think about how we can practically apply that as we come back to the world that we live in.
我们在营会里面跟大家一起思想了四福音，而且我在早上跟大家一起想思想四福音。 那么下午的跟晚上呢，我们跟大家一起思想啊诗篇第一到第五篇。
We have gone through the four gospels in the mornings of the camp, and we've also considered the psalms from Psalms 1 to 5 in the afternoon.
我们的焦点呢，就是在耶稣基督。Our
main focus is on Jesus Christ.
我们就好像彼得、约翰、雅各在山上看见主耶稣的奔山变相形象。We
are like Peter and John who experienced the transfiguration of Christ.
那么他们看到耶稣登山的时候，在山上他的脸好像热头，他的衣裳洁白如光。It
is as if we have seen the radiance of Christ at the transfiguration.
那么在那里，彼得就讲了说：“主啊，这里真好，我们为你搭三座棚，一座为摩西，一座为以利亚，一座为你。”And
Peter said to Christ, Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I would make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.
那么突然间，那么有一朵云彩遮盖他们，就有声音出来说：“这是我的爱子，你是我所喜悦的，你们要听他。”And
as he was speaking, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved son, with whom I'm well pleased. Listen."
什么叫做要听他?
What does it mean to listen to him?
意思说我们要听从他。
That means to listen in obedience to him.
我们要把他的意思付诸于行动。
That means to understand what he means and to put it into action.
我们要来服侍他。
We need to serve him.
我们不能永远停留在山上。
We cannot forever stay on the mountaintop.
我们必须要进入到人群间为服侍人。
We must descend into the midst of people and serve them.
所以今天我们在看这段经文，罗马书第十二章也是这样。So
as we look at Romans 12:1, it's the same concept.
保罗在这里告诉我们，他说第十二章第一节，他说什么呢？他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。Likewise
in Romans 12:1 it says, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God.
你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
Which is obviously our spiritual worship.
所以在这里呢，我们发现呢，我们不能够永远停留在山上，我们必须要进入到人群间去服侍人。
We recognize that we cannot just stay on the mountaintop on the spiritual high and not serve people. We need to come down to earth and serve.
你说耶稣登山变相。
You may be wondering what does the transfiguration of Christ and the book of Romans have in common?
如果你注意看第十二章第二节,
but if you look carefully at Romans 12:2,
那么第十二章第二节他说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
Look carefully, it says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
所以你看到英文字有 transform， 就是我们的变化呢，这个同一个字就是在形容主耶稣登上变相。
The same term transformed in the English is similar to that of the transfiguration of Christ.
如果我们不断的看着耶稣呢，我们就好像看见主的荣光，好像镜子反照，就变成主的形状。
And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, is similar to being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory.
如果我们常常默想，我们常常祷告，常常在读圣经，我们常常注视主耶稣，我们就越来越像他。
If we constantly dwell on the Word, pray.We become more like Christ.
所以这个罗马书第十二章 的背景是什么呢？
What's the background of Romans 12?
从第一章到第十一章是在告诉我们神学。
From chapter 1 to 11 is doctrines.
那么到后面呢就是行动。
And from 12 onwards is on application.
所以很清楚的，这里是从教育到行动。
It's very obvious that it's from teachings to actions.
然后呢，从信仰到行为。
From belief.To behavior.
从 解释经文呢到劝勉大家应用经文。
From exposition to exhortation.
从信条变成行为。
From creed to conduct.
所以你看到我们必须呢把我们的所学习的呢应用在我们的生活当中。
You see, what we learn must be applied to our lives.
如果我们朝见主之后呢，我们的生活跟以前一模一样，我们等于没有朝见过主。
If we say that we have met with Christ, and yet our lives are unchanged, it is as good as not having met with Him.
所以呢，我们必须要把所学习的呢应用在我们的身上。
Therefore, it's imperative that we apply what we have learned into our lives.
让我们来仔细的看罗马书第十二章第一节。
Let us carefully examine Romans 12:1.
他说：“我所以弟兄们将身体献上。”
So you see, brothers.Present your bodies.
所以你会发现呢，这里呢，我们常常在基督徒里面圈子里面常常发现一个错误。
We notice a common error within Christendom.
我们常常基督徒啊，整天觉得不够，常常到这个地方，到某一个教会去，到某一个这个营会去，某一个这个大型的教会去，不断的要。
We find that there's a constant dissatisfaction that we keep going to different churches or mega churches. We keep looking and looking.
我们去一个seminar， 告 seminar， 不断的好像主给我们的不够。
We keep thinking that it is insufficient, so we keep going from seminar to seminar, lesson to lesson.
我们常常主啊，我要这个，我要那个，我一直不够，我一直不够。
We keep saying that we don't have enough, we don't have enough, we don't have enough.
今天的基督徒的问题就是一直以为他不够。
The problem of Christians today is to think that we don't have enough.
拼命抓。
We keep grabbing for more.
但是弟兄姐妹，你拼命抓的时候呢，我告诉你一件事情，你就是给主带来羞辱。
But brethren, let me highlight to you that if you constantly have this dissatisfaction and keep grabbing for more, it brings shame upon the Lord.
因为主把最好的已经给了我们。
Because God has already given the very best to us.
他现在是要我们 present， 要我们献上。
So therefore now, we are to present to Him.
我们不是要抓，我们是要赋予。主耶稣说，施比受更为有。
It's not about grabbing for more, but to present.
你看到腓立比这个以弗所书一章三节，他说主耶稣呢，已经把天上各样的属灵的福气呢，都倾倒在我们身上。
If you look at Ephesians 1:3, it says, Blessed be the Lord, be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us.In Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places.
我们已经拥有所有属灵的福气。
We already have all the blessings within Christ.
罗马书三章三十二节说，神既不爱惜自己的儿子，为我们众人舍了，岂不把万物一同白白的赐给我们吗？
In Romans 8:32 it says, He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for all of us,How will He not also with Him graciously give us all things?
弟兄姐妹，我们所需要的一切，神已经给我了。不要好像孩子，好像我们在营会里面听到，孩子好像父母不要给我们东西，我们拼命求，拼命求，拼命求，好像不够这样。
all that we need has been supplied. Just as in the camp, we hear that it's almost ludicrous that a child would think the parent would not supply all that the child needs.
So, 我们需要的主已经充充足足的给我们超过我们所想的。
All that we need, God has graciously and gloriously supplied.
我们的问题就是我们一直自我为中心，而不是以弟兄姐妹、以神为中心。我们应该付出，不是要拥有。
The problem is we're very self-centered. Instead of thinking of the other believers and how to serve them, we keep thinking of getting more for ourselves.
保罗告诉我们说，你看到主已经从第一节到第十一章到十一章，给我们这么多了。现在把身体献上，这身体当然不是指我们的单单是身体，是整个人献上给神，把它付出去。
Do you not see that from chapter 1 in Romans to 11, it has already given us so much more than we can imagine. So in chapter 12 here, what Paul is imploring for us to do is to present our bodies, not just the physical body, but our entire beings.
我们今天的问题就是我们一直觉得我们一直要，但是弟兄姐妹，我们不是一定要抓，我们现在是要付出，我们要侍奉，我们要出去服侍众人，服侍弟兄姐妹，我们就能够达到属灵的高度。
So it's not about grabbing more and more for yourself, but to look outside of your self-centeredness, to serve others, to present yourself, to go before the church and serve more men before them.
有一节圣经非常重要，我要大家看一看诗篇84篇。
Please turn with me to Psalms 84.
诗篇84篇，这一节圣经非常的宝贵。 诗篇84篇第11节
Psalms 84 verse 11
他说因为耶和华神是日头是盾牌要赐下恩惠跟荣耀他注意看他未尝留下一样好处不给那些行动正直的人
For the Lord God is the sun and shield The Lord bestows favor and honor No good thing does he withhold from those who walk uprightly.
No good things. 未尝留下一样东西，我所要的，我所需要的，神已经充足充满给我了。All
that I need, the Lord has completely fulfilled and given.
所以弟兄姐妹，当我们把自己付出去的时候呢，我们才能够经历到神。Brothers,
only when we give of ourselves can we experience God.
所以我们一直挣扎，为什么我们挣扎呢？我们都是一直向内看，一直觉得不够。我们应该感谢主，主已经充满给我们一切所需要的，已经不但给我们充足有余，让我们出去。当我们愿意付出来侍奉神的时候，我们就能够得到满足。Why
do we have this constant struggle? Because we look inwardly and we are discontented and we keep grabbing for more. So the only way to break out of this is to serve, to look outside of yourself.
所以当我们敢敢把自己付出去，敢敢去帮助所需要的人，服侍众人的时候，我们的心呢就能够满足，能够赞美神。Only
when we are willing to serve wholeheartedly, then we can find
所以我们心里为什么一直挣扎，一直在属灵上面一直不能够胜过？一定因为我们一直向内看，一直抓住自己不放。
Why do we not have spiritual victory? Because we're constantly inward looking.
你如果常常说主啊，我不够，其实是你说，老爸，你给我吃的不够，我又饿又冷又不够穿，你是给主羞辱。
If you constantly say that I don't have enough, I don't have enough, what you're really saying is God, my Heavenly Father, you're not providing enough for my needs.
主连自己的儿子都给了你，还有什么东西他不给你吗？
If he has already given his very own son, is there anything else he won't?
他把他全儿子给你，所有你所需要的都给了你。
He already gave his very own son to you. He will continue to give all that you need.
主没有把一件好的东西不给你。
There is no good thing that he withholds from you.
所以我们接受了这么大的恩典，我们要感谢主，然后我们要出去服侍。
If we have received such a great grace, we should be thankful and step forward and serve.
当然，我跟大家讲过这个故事，我相信 这个时候在应用在这边也是挺好的。
I'd like to share a story with you that's appropriate.
那么在这里呢，记得我们跟大家讲过，我常常用这个故事，就是有一个这个老板，一个公司的老板，他很勤劳的做工。
There was this hardworking boss.
那么他早上呢，每天早上他都上爬上去这个工程呢，那个建筑工程呢，去巡视他的工作。
Every morning he would go to the top of his construction site.
然后呢，有一天呢，他不小心从五楼掉下来。
And one day he accidentally fell from the fifth floor.
那么他的工人看到老板突然间掉下来，就自觉的没有想，他就跑去接他。
As the worker saw that the boss was falling from the fifth story, he instinctively jumped forward to save the boss.
当然，这个老板就跌在这个工人身上，结果这个工人几乎要死了。
And so what happened was the boss fell on this worker, and the worker nearly died.
那么这个工人就赶快把这个工人送去医院。
So the boss quickly sent this worker to the hospital.
当然，这个老板就没有事。
This boss was without injury.
所以他跑去医院就问这个工人说。怎么办？现在你要死了，请你告诉我你的心愿是什么，让我来完成。
So the boss gratefully asked the worker, "You're about to die now. Is there any last wish that I could fulfill for you?"
为什么你要完成他的命令呢？他的旨意呢？或者他的心愿呢
？Why would the boss want to fulfill this last wish?
因为老板说死的应该是我，但是你却替我死了。现在我活着，我就要完成你的心愿。
Because the boss said, "I should have been the one who died."But instead, you are taking this step. I need to fulfill your wishes.
主耶稣为我们死。
Jesus died for us.
所以我们现在要完成主的心愿。
Therefore, we must complete His wishes.
所以我们不要一直向内看，我们就要向主要什么，我们就出去做。我们是向外看，我们的心就开阔了，我们就不会这么样忧郁，我们就不会被自己抓住。
Let's stop asking ourselves.What we want, but instead think of the wishes of Christ and go forth and do complete those wishes.
所以当我们出去完成主的心愿的时候，我们知道我们行在主的旨意里面，去完成他心愿的时候，我们就能够心满意足。
Only when we complete His wishes are we able to say we are in His will, and only then will we be truly.
如果你常常在属灵的生活里面征战，你要问大家这个问题。
If you're constantly struggling in the spiritual walk,
你有没有？出去服侍主。
The main question is, have you stepped forward to serve the Lord?
我们把服侍主跟服侍弟兄姐妹是放在一起的。
To serve the Lord is to serve the brethren.
因为什么呢？因为主耶稣说，你把一杯水给一个小子喝呢，你就是在给我喝。
Because Jesus has already said, if you were to give a cup of water to someone else, you are doing so to me as well.
所以呢，我们必须要。出去，当我们服侍弟兄姐妹的时候，其实我们是在服侍主。
Simply put, if you are serving your brethren, you are serving the Lord.
特别是今天我们的教会。
Especially today in our church.
我们教会很小。
Our church is very small.
人数不够。
There are not many of us.
所以我们孩子很多。
There are lots of kids.
这个是神的祝福。
This is a blessing from the Lord.
这个是叫做教会成长。
This is called church growth.
这个是自然的成长。
This is a natural church growth.
那你说，哎呀，教会很多，所以我们叫很多弟兄姐妹来帮忙看孩子。
So there are lots of kids. That's why we ask many brothers.
你不要说，你们很自私，叫我们来看孩子，你们的问题来，我们来负责。
Please don't say the children's your problem. Why are you asking me to handle it?
我告诉你，你去照顾孩子的时候，你就很快学会，你还没结婚都已经懂得 parenting 了。
Actually, it helps you because when you are taking care of the kids, you learn about parenting before you're married.
我们常常教在年长的要照顾年轻的。
We always teach that the elder in the faith should teach the younger in the faith.
年轻的呢，要向年长的学。
And those who are younger in faith should learn from those who are.
如果你还没有结婚，你去帮那些刚刚结婚有孩子的时候呢，你有很大的福气是你看不见的。
Actually, the great blessing comes when before you have kids, or even when before you're married, to serve those who are with kids and those who are married.
你去帮助他们的时候，你就看到他们夫妻生活是这样的，孩子是这样的。所以你还没有结婚，你已经学会这个。当你结婚的时候，你不用经过他们所经过的困难。
In service to families who are families with kids and those married couples, you will learn from their experiences, and in learning from their experiences, you gain much yourself.
同时呢，你在准备自己。
And indirectly, you're actually preparing yourself.
让我们知道说婚姻的生活是这样的。
Then you realize, this is what marriage.
所以你看到教会的服彼此服侍是这样来的。
So then you realize this is how the church
serves one another. 那么那些结婚的呢，也是在照顾年轻还没有结婚的，告诉他说，哦，原来是这样，你有什么问题，告诉他们，把经验分享给他们，这个就是在外服侍他。
And in so doing, those who are married and with kids are able to love and coach those who are before entering that stage of life.
如果你仔细看这段经文呢，你说，哎呀，你讲的很多这个服侍神。
You look at this passage and you're wondering, huh? What's this about serving God?
那么你说没有，我的圣经里面没有在讲到这个服侍神啊。
Then you say this passage doesn't say about serving God.
如果你是这样讲的话呢，你是在看英文的圣经。
If you're saying that means you're only exclusively reading the English version.
啊，特别的，因为这段圣经很特别呢。你看呢，在这个罗马书第十二章第一节，你让我用华文念，然后我们请我们弟兄用英文念，你就知道它的不同。
We'll read the verse in both English and Chinese, then you'll know the difference.
所以我们再来看一次罗马书第十二章第一节。
Romans chapter one.
他说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”
I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship.
你听到我有不同吗？一个我是说，你们如此侍奉，他说是理所当然的，他说这个是 spiritual worship.
So one says how you are to serve, it's and in the Mandarin and in English it says which is your spiritual worship in English.
他英文圣经翻译成这个是你属灵的敬拜，你这样的将身体献上是你属灵的敬拜。
So in the English it translates that the way you present your bodies as living sacrifices is your spiritual worship.
华文圣经翻译成这个是什么？这个是侍奉，是理所当然的侍奉。
In the Chinese it reads more like as you serve it is
reasonable service.
It is your reasonable service.
啊，你看这两个有没有不同？一个是讲侍奉，一个是讲敬拜。
Notice the difference. One is about service. One is about worship.
啊，所以到底是讲敬拜还是讲侍奉呢？
So is it worship or service?
啊，所以在这边就差别在这边。所以我们要不是英文对，也不是华文对，原文是怎么解释？
So.The difference is here, but it's not a matter of the English or the Chinese. What is the original here?
所以弟兄姐妹，很多人说英文圣经比较准。我告诉你，在这一届里面的华文圣经比英文圣经更准。
Many of you may be mistaken to think that English is more accurate than the Mandarin, but in this particular instance, the Chinese is actually more accurate.
他说你们如此侍奉是理所当然。那个理所当然呢，就是我们翻译成属灵 spiritual 的意思。
In the Mandarin, it says, however you serve, this is
logical
or reasonable, and we translate reasonable service, and that's what we translate in the English into your spiritual worship.
我再简单一次，我们华文圣经翻译成理所当然，英文翻译成属灵 spiritual.
The Mandarin translates it as reasonable service, but the English translated as spiritual worship.
我们重点是前面 serve, 不要讲 serve 一点，不要讲 worship, 就是那个 reasonable combination spiritual.
So the difference is not the service or the worship, but rather the reasonable.
因为那个字 logical 意思指 logical 的意思，所以我们的华文圣经翻译成对是理所当然。
The Greek word is logical, and it is the root word for logical, and that's.When the Mandarin got it right in saying it's reasonable.
但是这个是照字面的意思。
But this is just to get the meaning of the word on the surface.
Literal translation.
That's a literal translation.
但是同一个字呢，在彼得前书二章二节那边呢，他却翻译成，你记得吗？他说你们要爱慕纯净的灵奶，他就用同一个字，但是他翻译成灵奶，他没有翻译成逻辑的奶。
So in first.Peter 2:2, the verse reads, like newborn infants long for the pure spiritual milk, but the word spiritual there is actually taken from the Greek word logikos, which is, it doesn't translate long for the pure logical milk.
所以在这里呢，我们当然在神学里面呢有谈到属灵的意思，一定要参，一定要有思想，一定要合逻辑，一定要有理性。
And in theology, we understand that that which is spiritual has to do also with logic and with the mind.
所以在这里呢，我们要给大家这样子，你刚才我们讲到说，弟兄们，我们要将身体献上。
So we see here in Romans 12 that we are to present our bodies.
所以那个 present 呢，其实一个技术 technical term， 是在使圣殿里面把那个祭献上的那个动作。
This is a technical term that's used in temple worship where you bring before the bring the sacrifice to the altar.
所以这边是在讲圣殿里面的敬拜。
This is in the context of, the word is used in the context of temple worship.
所以我们就能够 做一个结论,
therefore we can come to this conclusion.
所以你这边是在讲敬拜，但是这个敬拜是指侍奉。
So we can see here that this kind of worship is a type of service.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，你要敬拜神呢，你不可能来教会，放起双手听你讲道，这个呢不叫做敬拜。
Therefore, to worship the Lord is impossible for you to come to church and just fold your hands and say, "Yep, that's worship."
然后说唱诗的时候，他唱走调。
And you can't be complaining in your heart that, oh, that guy sang off tune during the hymns.
你不能够说, 讲不好，发音错误。
You can't say, oh, the speaker spoke poorly or the translator didn't translate properly.
在新约里面的敬拜呢, 跟旧约不同。
The worship in the New Testament is different from the Old Testament.
在旧约里面我们是将那个牛跟羊呢, 杀了之后摆上献上在祭坛上。
In the Old Testament, the sacrifice meant to kill the ox or the cow or the lamb and put it before the altar.
但是在新约里面，主耶稣已经为我们成就了主耶稣不要死的祭物。
And in the New Testament, the Lord doesn't want these dead animals as sacrifice.
他是要将身体献上，意思说当成是活祭。
And He wants us to present our bodies as living sacrifices.
所以呢，今天我们来敬拜神的时候，就是要活的。怎么活呢？就是活生生的去服侍主。
So when we come to worship the Lord now, we come as living sacrifices. How do you do that? You do it as one that's constantly living, constantly alive.
所以我们不要把死的身体给神。
You can't give your dead body to the Lord.
神要的是活生生的。
God wants a living sacrifice.
活生生的祭是什么意思呢？
What is a living sacrifice?
就是说你要很热情的、很甘心情愿的、很爱主的去服侍。
It means to be alive, passionate, and excited in serving the Lord.
所以不是死的不心不甘情不愿被拖着去做。
It's not an unwilling sacrifice that is grudgingly going to serve.
在新约里面，你不可能做一个基督徒。你说我是基督徒，我来敬拜，然后就是唱唱诗歌、听听道回家，这个不叫敬拜。
In the New Testament, it's impossible to say that I just come to church, sing a few songs, and go home, and that's service.
新约里面的活祭呢是24 24/7， 就是24小时，一个礼拜7天，没有间断的。
The living sacrifice is constantly alive 24/7.
不是说我星期一到星期六是我的时间，星期天才是敬拜神，没有这样的分别。
It's ludicrous to form a false dichotomy between Monday to Saturday is your own life and then Sunday is God's time.
主已经为你死，你整个人都要来服侍主。
God already sent His Son to die for you. You must present your whole body.
所以这个叫做将身体献上，就是把身体、把你整个人献给主，不是给他一个死的尸体。
It means, therefore, that to present your bodies is to present it completely, and that is an alive one.
所以你来的时候呢，弟兄姐妹，你知道旧约的人来圣殿的时候敬拜呢，不是坐在那边冷气里面，然后说，哎呀，这个冷气太冷，这个椅子太硬，他不会这么说的。
In the Old Testament, the saints don't come to service saying, oh, the aircon's too cold, I'm just sitting down here.
那个椅子太硬。
Oh, the chair is too hard, and complain about it.
他们来的时候又带牛带羊，你知道他们来到这个圣所的时候，他们看到什么？
Imagine with me what they see when they come with the ox and a lamb for the worship.
你知道他们嗅到什么吗？
You know what they smell?
你说他们嗅到什么？
What do you think they smell?
嗅到血。
They smell blood.
你懂血是什么意思？你有没有去过巴萨？
You know Have you been to the market?
你去巴萨哇，很臭很臭。你到圣殿的时候，你闻到的是血腥的味道。
The stench that you smell from the market is similar to that which you smell in the temple.
哇，你闻到都是血，你来的哇，为什么圣殿你去敬拜神的时候，全部那个血腥的味道哇，你觉得很难受。
The air is thick with the smell of blood.
为什么？
Why?
血代表 就让你想到罪。神必须要用他的血，用主耶稣的血来遮盖你的罪。所以你来的时候是战战兢兢、害怕的心来。
The smell of blood reminds you of your sin, and therefore when you come before the Lord in the temple, you come with trembling and fear.
所以你来的时候，你不可能坐在那边，然后说这个唱的音唱的好，我喜欢那个，我不喜欢这个讲的发音错误。你来是害怕，因为你闻到的是血腥的味道，你想到是主耶稣为你而死，你所做的一切呢是害怕，因为你必须想到你的罪，你必须要在神面前认罪悔改。
Therefore, it's impossible to come to worship with a complaining spirit, because deep in your mind should be the tragedy of the sin and the immense weight of that upon you, and how Christ has alleviated that from you.
所以你就想到呼叫主耶稣救我。
Therefore, you will cry, "Jesus, save me."
所以你要的是主耶稣来遮盖你的罪。你主啊，我需要你。
What you would say is, "I need you, Jesus. I need you to cover my sin."
当主耶稣赦免你的罪之后呢，你就要服侍，就起来说，主啊，你为我死，我现在为你活。
And when you see that Christ has died for you and that He has covered your sin, you will arise with a grateful heart to serve Him.
所以你就将身体献上。
Then you would present your body as.
所以你不可能来教会的时候坐在那里，你必须来看看弟兄有什么需要，看看姐妹有什么需要，看看教会有什么需要，你去帮助他。你去帮助他的时候，你去服侍他的时候，你去拿一杯水给他喝的时候，你就在服侍神。
Therefore, when you come to church, you will be sensitive to one another's needs. You look out for one another. You try to do things like even giving a cup of water to serve someone else's needs.
有些人来教会呢，就好像主啊，我这身体给你，我坐在这边。
Some people come to church with just the physical body here.
我做完我的应该做的，做了一个小时，我已经做完的 service 了，我现在可以回家了。他以为摆在那边一个小时之后，他拿回家那个身体就叫做敬拜。
So some may think that, oh, if I sit for an hour here, I've already done my spiritual worship, even if it's just my physical body sitting here.
没有用的，弟兄姊妹。
It is useless to think that.
我这样讲是要呼唤你的心灵。
I'm speaking this way in order to impassion your heart.
我们可以这样来教会，十年、二十年、五十年都是白费的。
You know, if we come to church like this for 10, 15 years, all those attempts are worthless.
他说将身体献上是活祭。
He says to present your bodies as living sacrifices.
所以我们是兴高采烈的，满心欢喜快乐，我充满热情，我要服侍主，看看弟兄姐妹有什么需要，看看家有什么需要，我来做就是要服侍神。
Therefore, when we come, we are to serve with passion, with excitement, to look out for one another's needs.
所以在这里我们要跟大家看的就是怎么样侍奉神呢？第一呢，就是将身体献上，将全人献身上。
So how do we serve God? Firstly, is to present your whole person.
当然在这里呢，我们看到一件事情呢，不是指你的肉体，就是将身体，将你的肉体献上。那么没有心，没有意志，没有思想。
Clearly, we see here it's not just the physical body being present, but also to have the heart and have the mind to serve.
所以你注意看，在这段经文里面呢，有没有讲到他的这个思想？有没有讲到他的意志呢？
Does this passage talk about the mind?
你注意看，其实我要指给你看。
Look carefully.
他说：“弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉是理所当然的，不要效法这个世界，只要心意。你看到吗？又不但讲到身体，现在讲到心意，然后呢？”接下来他说，叫你的心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良纯全可喜悦的旨意，就是讲到你怎么知道神的旨意，神的旨意跟你心里的意念意志有没有意志呢？
So the verses read, I appeal to you therefore brothers by the mercies of God to present your bodies as a living sacrifice holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. But note in verse 2, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, and that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, that which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以这边讲到身体。
Here it speaks about the body.
讲到 mind, 心意。
It talks about the mind.
而且讲到神的 will, 或者神的意志, 或者也包括我们的意志。
And it talks about the will, whether it's the will of God or our own will.
所以在这边所讲到说，我们要将整个身体献上。
So when it speaks here about the entire body being presented,
特别你看第十二章第一节，他说，所以弟兄们，
Notice here it says, therefore, brethren.
请问谁可以敬拜神？
Let me ask you, who can worship God?
一个不属灵的人或者一个不信的人可以敬拜神吗？
Can someone who is not spiritual or someone who is an unbeliever worship God?
我告诉你，不信主的人是不可能敬拜到神。
Those who don't believe cannot worship God.
因为敬拜神呢，必须要有神的生命、神的灵进到我们里面，使到我们能够敬拜神。
In order to worship God, we must have the Holy Spirit within us to worship Him.
所以这边保罗说，弟兄们将身体献上，他没有说朋友们，不是的，只有基督徒能够敬拜神。
Notice very carefully, this is addressed to brethren. It's not saying friends or anybody else.
所以这里呢，如果你 没有信主，你不可能敬拜到神。
If you don't believe God, it's impossible for you to worship Him.
我记得我跟一个美国的一个教授辩论。
I remember having a debate with an American professor.
他说我们应该向中古世纪的天主教这些神父来学习怎么样亲近神，你看他们很敬虔。
This professor said that we should learn from the medieval monks, priests, and how they are close to God.
你看他们很敬虔，
and how devoted they are.
所以他们很敬虔敬拜神的时候呢，你看他们，我们可以向他学。
This professor said you can just learn from their devotion.
我问他，请问这些神父他们的救恩论是什么？
So I quizzed this professor and said, what is their soteriology or the doctrine of salvation?
哦，他说我不是在讲这个救恩论，我们是在讲属灵神学。
Oh, then he said, no, I'm not talking about salvation here. We're talking about the spiritual life.
所以我告诉他，我说，请问这些人，我问救恩论的原因是说，这些人有没有得救？
So I pressed the matter and asked him, so did are these people saved?
他说我们不是在讲得救，我们在讲亲近神。
So this professor kept talking about spiritual closeness with God instead of salvation.
那我就问他，如果他没有得救，他怎么能够亲近神？
So I asked him, how can they approach God if they've never been saved?
我们得救的人，圣经里面讲，属肉体的人不喜悦神的事情，属灵的人只有圣灵才开他的眼睛，才能够明白。It's
clear from Scripture that the principle that the fleshly man is unable to discern the spiritual matter.
所以，当我们是一个属灵的人，意思说，当我们信主的人，我们才有生命，我们才能够借着耶稣来到神的面前。Only
those who are saved have the spiritual discernment to approach God.
所以在这里呢，我们当然是讲到说，一个只有属灵的人是基督徒才能够敬拜到神。Only
a spiritual person is a believer, and only a believer can approach God.
所以在这里呢，我们讲到说，我们敬拜是要全人，另外呢，我们要讲全身。So
we are saying that when we worship, we must be worshiping with our whole person. And now we're going to speak about worshiping with our whole body.
就是说，我们不但是整个人，我们连这个身体也要当作自己。So
not only as a person do we worship God, but even our physical bodies must be used.
当然，我们在讲到身体的时候，就是说我们的行为，我们的做人。When
we talk about the physical body, it's not just the physicality of it, but how we are to live.
我们要做一个，我们要学习过圣洁的生活，不要过犯罪的生活。We
must learn how to live holy lives.
所以保罗说，不要让我们的身体，就不要让罪在我们身体里面作王。So
we must learn from Paul not to allow sin to be king or ruler in our lives.
所以我们必须要胜过这个身体。Therefore
we must triumph over.
弟兄姊妹，有些人说，不是的，我在跟身体的罪挣扎得很厉害。
Some people say, oh, I'm really struggling with sin within my own flesh.
当然你要很多人说，为什么我会跟罪挣扎呢？不是基督徒，不是已经得胜了吗？
Why am I struggling with sin if I'm a Christian?
所以但是我们要大家知道，你是基督徒，但是你圣经不熟，所以你还是这样挣扎。
We want to tell you that even though you're a Christian, you may not be familiar with the scriptures, that's why you're struggling with sin.
所以而且呢，你不知道圣经的教导，所以你会挣扎，你也会觉得奇怪。
You don't know, you may not know the teaching of scriptures, that's why you find it odd that you're struggling with sin within your own flesh.
我们跟大家一起在星期二在查考罗马书的时候就看得很清楚了。When
we examine the book of Romans on Tuesday night, this becomes evidently clear.
因为呢，我们基督徒还会继续犯罪，是因为我们信了主之后呢，我们的灵是已经称义了，但是我们的肉体还没有被救赎。
Even though we've become believers, our souls have been saved, our spirits have been saved, but the flesh itself hasn't been redeemed.
所以我们救恩完成了没有？救恩开始了，不过还没有完成。
Is our salvation completed? No, it has begun, but it's not complete.
请大家看罗马书第八章。
Please look at Romans 8.
第八章第23节。
Verse 23.
你看这里。 第23节说，不但如此，就是我们这有圣灵出结果子的，也是心里叹息，等候得着儿子的名分，乃是我们身体得赎。第八章第23节。
And Romans 8:23, and not only the creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, redemption of our bodies.
请问。 基督徒的身体得赎了没有?
The question is, have our bodies been redeemed?
得赎了没有?
Has it been?
没有.
No.
所以这个身体呢, 意思说我这个身体继续要犯罪。
Therefore, this body continually sins.
但是我们属灵的人呢, 我们现在已经有一个新的生命, 就说, 哎呀, 这个身体为什么你可以这样犯罪? 不可以犯罪。
And so with the Spirit indwelling us, we realize, hey, this body cannot continue sinning.
所以我们说, 当我们信主的时候, 到我们主耶稣再来这段时间叫做成圣的道路。
So from the point where we have believed to the point of Christ coming again, this period is called the sanctification.
这段时间里面我们的灵魂得救，不过我们的身体还没有得赎。
At this point of salvation, your souls have been saved, your spirits been saved, but your body hasn't been redeemed.
到什么时候得赎呢？到主耶稣再来的时候得赎。
When will it be redeemed? When Christ comes again.
所以在这段时间，保罗说我要攻克己身，叫身服我。
During this period of sanctification, Paul tells us to discipline our bodies.
所以意思说，这段时间里面呢，我信了主之后，我心里要服神的意，但是我的肉体要犯罪，所以我要用我的灵，要告诉我的身体说，不可以，我不准你犯罪，我要攻克己身，我要管理这个身体，我要荣耀神。
During this period, our flesh will want to sin, but our spirits will tell us, no, I must discipline my body not to give in to sin.
所以这段时间呢，就是有挣扎。
Therefore, there's a struggle during this time.
然后我们就看到很多基督徒有时候跌倒，就不会爬起来。
So we constantly see that the brothers who fall and fall and fall.
所以我们要劝弟兄姐妹，圣经里面保罗很清楚说，你必须要管理你的身体，必须要控制你的身体，必须要鞭策自己。
Remember what Scripture says. It tells us to control our bodies, to discipline our bodies.
所以英文圣经翻译成 buffet 就是你鞭策自己。
The English translated as buffet, which is to almost spank your body.
使到你的身体愿能够听从你。
In order that the body obeys you.
所以这个就是挣扎。
Therefore, there's a struggle.
所以我们要常常学习。所以保罗说，不容许罪在你身上作王。
Therefore, Paul tells us, do not allow the sin to be king in your life.
所以 do not allow, 谁不允许罪在你身上作王。
The question is, who doesn't allow?
你不允许自己管理自己的身体，不允许自己的身体做这些事情。
It is you who won't allow sin to rule your life.
不但是罪，不但身体，而且是我们的心思意念。
Not just sin in our bodies, but sin in our minds.
今天我们很多心理学的问题，很多辅导学的问题。
Today we have a lot of psychology and counseling problems.
为什么呢？ 因为我们不管理我们的思想。
Because we do not control.
我们不管理自己的情绪。
We do not control our own emotions.
所以我们的情绪可以, 我们思想可以胡思乱想, 我们情绪可以乱乱的感觉。
That's why our minds can run amok and our emotions run our lives.
所以我们的生命就充满了许多的痛苦。
Therefore, we have a lot of pain in our lives.
所以但是保罗很清楚告诉我们要攻克己身，叫身服我。
Therefore, Paul is very clear that we need to buffet our bodies or discipline our bodies.
直到我们 能够将自己的身体献上，当作是活祭。
In order to present our bodies as living sacrifices.
所以呢，保罗很清楚，他说他在其他的地方，他说我们就好像一个运动员，要常常的操练自己，是有目标的，目的是要使到我们的身体能够听从我们。
Therefore, in other places, Paul elaborates and parallels this with that of an athlete who trains very hard.
我还是让大家看你打开哥林多前书看一看。
Please turn with me in 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书第九章。
Chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
第九章第24节。
Verse 24.
第九章第24节说， 岂不知在场上赛跑的都跑，但是奖赏得奖赏的只有一个人。你们也当这样跑，好叫你们得奖赏。凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。所以我奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。我是攻克己身，叫声呼我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己倒被拒绝了。
Verse 24 to 27, 1 Corinthians 9. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
所以当中我们有人是运动员，有些人跑长跑，他要常常练，常常练，常常练，直到他能够跑马拉松。
Some of us are athletes and runners, and so you constantly train in order to run a marathon.
啊，如果我说我可以跑马拉松，我看你们都笑，对不对
？I think if I said I could run a marathon, all.
因为我没有练。
Because I never train.
啊，如果我要去跑马拉松，我要常常练，常常才有一天我能够跑胜。
If I want to run a marathon, I've got to constantly train. Then one day I can join the marathon.
我们这边有人打篮球的，要练很久，一个礼拜练很多天的。
Those of us who play basketball here must train weekly and train many times.
啊，有些人有健身的，你要一直健身，你的身体才能够强壮。
Some of you are into bodybuilding and you've got to constantly do it in order to be strong.
你要在属灵上成长的，你必须要在属灵上面操练才能够成长。
If you want to grow strong in your spiritual life, you must constantly train.
所以我们不但是将身体整个人献上，我们也必须要将这个肉体呢，就是管理我们这个身体，管理这个能够来世献给神。
So not only do we present our whole persons, we must even present our whole bodies, this physical body.
不但是我们回去我们的罗马书第十二章，不但是将身体献上，我们也要将这个心意献上。
Not only do we present our whole bodies, we also present our minds.
在这里你看第二节。
Please look at verse 2.
第二节在这里你看到是说不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
You see here it says do not be conformed to this world but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
所以在这边讲到两方面，一个是负面的，一个是正面的。
So there are two sides of this, there's the negative and positive.
所以他说不要效法。
It says do not conform.
这个效法很特别。
This word conform is very unique.
这个效法的意思就是我们的英文变成 scheme 的意思是说，他说有轨迹去做一些东西，其实就是他去想办法做一些东西。
So the word conform comes from the idea of schema or scheme, and this is to have a pattern of a copying pattern.
所以在这边他是讲到什么呢？他是讲到说我们要学别人的外表。
This speaks about masquerading or putting on an act of someone else's appearance.
所以是外面装出来的。
So this is to speak of the exterior conformity.
所以在这里他说不要效法这个世界。
So in this verse it says do not conform to this world.
意思说我们要从世界分别出来。
Therefore we must be distinguished from the world.
约翰一书有讲说不要爱世界和世界上的事，若爱世界，爱父的心就不在他里面。
1 John 2:15 tells us very clearly, do not love the world or the things of in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him.
所以我们不要去爱，是在讲主动，我们不要去爱世界，不要跟世界，人家每一个人讲粗话，我不要讲粗话，每一个人贪钱，我不要贪钱。
So when it says do not love the world, it says do not be like the world, where if they cast, you don't cast. If they are pursuers of money, you shouldn't be the pursuer of money.
啊，所以我们不要像世界的人，要从世界分别出来。
We mustn't be like those in the world. We must be separate and different from the world.
所以你当你看他的时候，你知道，哎，这个人活得好像活在另外一个世界。
In a way, when you observe a Christian, you'll see that, hey, this person's living in another world.
啊，是的，他不是属于这个世界，他是属于另外一个世界。
It is true. He's not a citizen of this world. He's a citizen of another world.
所以我们就看出他是跟别人不同。
Clearly distinguish that this Christian is different.
但是你在这边你没有注意到这个它的这个文法的不同。
But do you notice the difference in its grammatical form?
这个在我们华文圣经里面看不出来。
In the Mandarin you can't see it.
他说不要效法这个世界。
It says do not conform to this world.
不是，你念给我听。
Do not be conformed to this world.
所以你看到这吗？ Do not be conformed. 什么意思？
What does it mean to not be?
所以不要被世界变成像世界这样。
So it means do not let the world change you to become like the world.
这个世界不断的压逼或压制，逼我们越来越像他。
Please be clear, brothers and sisters. This world is constantly pressurizing us to be like the world.
这个世界呢，不要以为这个世界是中立的。哦，这边有一个撒旦，这边一个魔鬼，这个世界是中立的，没有中立的。
Please do not think that this world is neutral, where there's this side is Satan, this is God, and the world is neutral.
圣经里面很清楚说，全世界都坐在那恶者的手中。
The scriptures is clear that this whole world is under the influence of the devil.
而且呢，主耶稣说，这个世界的神已经到了。
And Jesus said.Clearly said that the God of this world is already here.
所以这个世界呢是属于那个黑暗魔鬼的势力。
This world belongs to the darkness of the demonic forces.
这个世界呢不断的要逼我们走向跟他们同一个道路。
This world wants to constantly force us to walk the same way as them.
所以我们不要被这个世界来改变。
So let us not be changed by this world.
我们不要被世界改变呢，我们要怎么呢？被圣灵来改变。
We do not want to be transformed by this world, but we want to be transformed by the Spirit.
所以在这边呢，你看到说，不要被这个世界，不要效法这个世界，要心意更新而变化。
So it's clear in the text that says, do not be transformed by this to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
所以这个你看到这里，只要心意更新。看到吗？
Notice here that by testing you may discern.
Transform 是什么意思？
What does it mean to be transformed?
心意更新是什么意思？
What does it mean to be transformed by the renewal of
your mind? 这个 transform 呢，可以形容什么呢？就好像一只毛虫变成蝴蝶。
This word transform is like metamorphosis in a cat from a caterpillar to a butterfly.
为什么毛虫会变成蝴蝶呢？
How would a caterpillar become a butterfly?
因为它里面有神的生命。
Because internally there's a.
我们就好像毛虫。
We are like caterpillars.
我们现在还在慢慢爬，慢慢爬在，但是有一天我会变成蝴蝶。为什么会变呢？因为这个里面已经有人的神的生命，就慢慢的转变。有一天呢，我们到主再来的时候，我们就变成蝴蝶。
We are like caterpillars crawling along now, but then if there's the spirit within us, one day we will transform.Or metamorphosize into a caterpillar.
所以这个字就是 metamorphosis.
The word is metamorphosis.
啊，所以就是这个字，就是说我们中文再翻译成蜕变。
The imagine translated as a change.
就是
metamorphosis. Yep.
意思说，从这毛虫呢，我们的变化怎么变呢？是从为我们会变呢？这个改变是我们已经有那个生命，所以要从里面变出来。
So this metamorphosis is of a already existing life that is within that will change from within to the outside.
所以一个人呢，你要变呢，什么？从心先开变。
So if you want to change as a person, how do you change? You start from the inside first.
啊，因为你的心已经被主来改，它主已经在你心里面已经动了一个心术，心脏手术，把旧心除去，放了一个新的心。
Only with a heart change through a spiritual surgery of a change of heart can you change from within.
很多事情我不能做，我不能做，做不到。但是你祷告主啊，我不能做的时候，主已经把那个旧的心拿走，放一个新的心进去。
Many things you say, I can't do it, Lord, I can't do it. But then, when you pray, the Lord has given you a new heart, then you can do it.
然后他给你圣灵。
And he gives you the Holy Spirit.
慢慢的感动你，你慢慢的变，慢慢变，有一天你就变成蝴蝶。
And the Holy Spirit gradually, daily changes you, and one day you're transformed.
而且在这里呢，我们的华文圣经也看不出来，英文圣经看到是 be transformed, 就是要被改变。
So clearly in the English here, instead of in the Mandarin, you can see that there is a be transformed. There is the word be before it.
所以是谁来改变你？
So the question is, who is doing the changing?
圣灵在改变。
The spirit is the agency of change.
他说：“为什么我改变不成？”
Why can't I change myself?
因为我不肯。
Because I'm unwilling.
所以如果你说肯主啊，我愿意改变，我愿意读圣经，圣经叫我这样做，我愿意去做，你就越来越慢慢的改变，慢慢改变。所以你这个毛虫越来越开始改变。哎，为什么说我的身体开始改变了？你就是这样变化。
So when you're willing to change, only when you're willing to change and say, yes, I am willing to read the scriptures, I'm willing to obey, then you'll slowly transform, just like the caterpillar's physical transformation.
所以作为一个基督徒呢， 你可以变。
So being a Christian, you have the ability to change.
如果你是非基督徒，你变不了。
If you're unbeliever, sorry, you can't change.
你的本质，你的里面没有主耶稣的生命，你不可能变。
Because your inside hasn't received the Christ, and you are without power to change.
你会说，我再好一点，我才来信主。你好一点，你根本不会好一点，你不能信主。
Even if you constantly think you're going to will yourself to become better, it doesn't change the fact that you don't believe in Christ.
一个人怎么样信主？就是告诉主啊，我做不到啊。主说好，你做不到，我帮你。
How does one believe in Christ? Only when they say, I can't do it, Christ, I need your help.
所以圣经里面叫做这个叫做灵里的这个灵里的贫穷。
And this is translated as the poor in spirit.
所以你灵里面觉得我不能够做，不可以靠自己，说主啊救我。主就这个时候把你的心拿掉，放一个新的心进去。
Only when you come before God, you say, truly, I am without power to change myself. I am so poor. Then you humble yourself that Christ will come before you.
主把这个心放进去的时候呢，他就在里面呢，这个生命就慢慢成长。
Only when Christ puts His life into yours can you change.
所以在这段时间里面，我们要心意更新。怎么心意更新呢？你常常读主的话，圣灵常常感动你，你就慢慢改变，慢慢改变，开始不讲粗话，开始讲这个造就人的话，开始过一个成圣的道路，开始过一个爱教会的道路。你会发现你的心意已经开始改变了。
So how do you change here? You slowly but surely steadily read the word and obey God during this time, and then you will find that when you used to use vulgarities, you will change, you will not do that anymore. You will used to serve yourself and you serve others now. There's a gradual change that makes you more and more like Christ.
以前没有人看到的时候，顺便顺手牵羊。
So when no one's looking in the past, you will just take advantage of the opportunity.
但是现在呢，没有人看见，你心里也不可以。因为什么呢？你看到自己改变。
So even now when no one's around, you still will do such a thing only because there's a change.
你会觉得奇怪，为什么我会变了呢？因为你已经有了神的生命。
You might wonder, why am I different now? That's because you have Christ's life.
所以当你成为基督徒之后，你生命已经在哪里？神的圣灵说不可以做这件事情，你就不去做，你就开始慢慢变，慢慢变。
And because your life is changing, the prompting of the Holy Spirit gradually changes you even.More and more.
所以呢，你会发现呢，不只是外表变，你是从心里面变，结果你的外表行为就会改变。
So it isn't just an external change, but you find an internal change within you that expresses itself externally eventually.
所以诗人怎么说？我要将你的话藏在心里，免得我得罪。
Psalms is very clear when it says that I've stored up your word in my heart that I might not sin against you.
所以我们不断的改变，不断的改变。
Therefore, we constantly change.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要将全人献上。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, please present your whole bodies.
将身体献上。
Whole persons.
将心献上。
And your whole mind.
最后呢，我们看到要将全意献上。
Lastly, we see we must present your whole will.
为什么呢？你来看这一段圣经，你看第二节下半段。
Let's examine verse 2.
我们再说一遍，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你察验何为神的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, which is good and acceptable and perfect.
所以当你心意更新而变化，你就能够知道神的旨意。
Only with this change of mind can you know what the will of God is.
所以这边他说，只要心更新的变化，叫你察验何为神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
It says here, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God.
所以这个是指一个结果，一个 purpose clause.
Here is a purpose clause.
是一个 result， 或者说他的目的达到了，所以保罗说你必须要这样做，将身体献上，全人献上，身体献上，心意献上，你就可以有这样的意志。
So this purpose clause has a result. So when you constantly transform the, be transformed by the renewal of your mind, then you'll be able to test and discern what the will of God is.
这个 testing， 这个查验的意思是说要证明你是神的儿子。
The idea of testing here is to prove that you are a child.
就好像人拿一个钻石给你。
So if someone brings a diamond to you, for example,
我说你是要证明它是真的，不是说它不是真的，是要证明你是的确是属神的人。
In order to prove that which is real, you need to show that you belong to the Lord.
所以当你将身体献上，当你将 这个心线上，你就知道神的旨意是这样。
Only when you present your bodies and your mind to the Lord, then you will know what the will of God is.
弟兄姐妹，我们从营会回来。
Brothers and sisters, we came back from the church camp.
我们营会里面很享受。
We really enjoy ourselves in the camp.
我们享受神的教导。
We enjoy the teachings from the Word.
我们也享受弟兄姐妹的团契。
And we enjoy the fellowship of our brothers and sisters.
回来之后怎么样呢？
What do we do now when we are back?
我们要将身体献上。
We need to present our bodies.
我们要去服侍。
We need to serve.
我们要服侍周围的人。
We need to serve those around us.
为什么我们要服侍周围的人呢？
Why do we need to serve those around us?
因为我服侍周围的人，我就在服侍神。
Because when we serve those around us, we are serving God.
当我们去服侍人神的时候呢，我们心里就有一种满足。
And when we serve God, we have an inner contentment.
我们心里就有一种喜乐。
And we have a joy.
为什么我们今天一直觉得空虚呢？
Why do we constantly feel empty?
我们今天一直打仗一直打输呢？
Why do we keep losing in our battles?
因为我们没有为主去服侍他。
Because we are not doing it for the sake of God.
神创造我们的时候呢，就是创造要我们去服侍。当我们去服侍的时候，我们就完成了我们的目的，我们就能够感觉到喜乐。
God's will is that we were created to serve, and only then will we have true joy.
所以神每一个设计家创造的时候呢，有他的目的。当他完成他的目的，这个器皿就合用。
Every designer has a purpose for the design, and when the design is complete as is he planned, then it becomes useful.
我们的生命一直不满足，一直不满意，我们一直不断的失败，因为我们没有根据神的设计去行去生活。
If we are constantly without joy and contentment in our lives, it's because we are not living our lives according to God's design.
如果我们按照他的设计去做，我们神创造我们要爱他，我们要爱他，要我们爱人，我们爱人。当要我们去服侍他，我们去服侍他。当我们这样做的时候，我觉得我生命很有价值，我生命很充实，我生命很充满了喜乐。
Only when we do according to God's design, which is to love one another, then our lives will be full of joy.
所以我劝弟兄姐妹，
Therefore, I plead to you, brothers and sisters,
不要来到教会只是坐在那边听到。
Please don't just come to church and sit there just to.
你不要以为你服侍的时候就使我轻松一点。
Please don't think that when you serve, then you make things easier for me.
你服侍不是服侍我。
You are not serving me.
你服侍在服侍神。
When you serve, you serve.
教会是神的。
The church belongs to God.
他知道。
He knows.
如果我误解你，那也不重要，神不会误解你。
Even if I misunderstand you, it doesn't matter. God doesn't misunderstand.
这教会呢，他是主。
The head of the church is God.
我们只不过是仆人。
We are all servants.
当我们被主使用的时候，我们的心里就充满了喜乐。
And when we are used by God, then our hearts are full of joy.
我们就充满了，我就觉得我们的生命充满了价值。
Then we find that our life is full of value and worth.
而且充满了很有意义。
And full of meaning.
我们请我们的弟兄自心来做结束的祷告。
Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we are grateful for this privilege to be called your sons and daughters. And we pray that all of us will be active in presenting our bodies as a living sacrifice.Constantly looking out for one another's needs in order to serve you by serving those around us. Help us then to be active in not being pressured by the world to be like the world. Help us to change our minds in how we understand this. Help us to be shaped by your word. Help our thinking, our values, and all that to be conforming to your word. From within, that will change our lives from without. We pray that we won't just walk away from a spiritual high in a camp and do nothing. Help us to be even more eager to look out for one another's needs and serve one another as we would serve you. We ask your blessing upon us.